So start to finish here, we'll be listening to Coach Belichick, Coach McDaniels, Coach O'Shea, all them guys, and I'll let the comparisons left up to you guys.
What was the process like for the draft and coming out of the draft and knowing that you weren't drafted? What was like, did you get phone calls right away? How did that go?
We had some phone calls, and really the Patriots, the team that I wanted to come to, and they gave me a great opportunity, so I'm here now. Worrying about that, and really it's a quick, these days are jam-packed, so we're worried about that. In fact, I almost didn't get out here because we got a meeting right around the corner, so I just got a few minutes here.
Did the Patriots contact you in the pre-draft process a lot? Was that a team that you were in contact with?
I spoke to him a little bit, yep, and really I'm just glad it worked out because it's a great organization, and the way they do things here I feel like is, it's top of the class.
Did you play outside at all as a receiver as well?
At Missouri, I did not, no.
What were your first impressions of the playbook? I mean, this has a reputation for being a difficult one for wide receivers to learn.
You just got to hammer down and learn it. You know, everybody's got their own style, and Patriots have their own style. And I guess, I have nothing to compare it to as far as an NFL playbook. So I'm just coming in, eyes open, trying to learn. I know, like people say, it's difficult. I'm going to do my best.
Who are those people?
That say it's difficult?
Yeah.
You guys.
Okay.
what was appealing to you about the opportunity with Patriots? I don't know how much interest there was once the draft ended, but what appealed to you to sign here?
Well, it's such a great organization. They've been, the cream of the crop of the NFL for the last 12, 13 years. I think they've been to 5 Super Bowls, is that right, since 2001? And went to another one in 96. So, it's top of the line, great coaches, great people, and really great opportunity for me.
What does it mean to you that they have a reputation of taking on undrafted rookies as well?
Like I was saying, I mean, that's a great opportunity because to them, I don't know how much it matters that your first, second, third rounder as much as it does you show up and produce. So they, I don't think they're worried about money. They're worried about production.
There's sort of a clean slate at wide receiver, almost an entire turnover from last year. Does that change your perspective or change your outlook knowing that there's going to be some really good competition and it's kind of wide open for roster sponsors here?
You know, the NFL is stacked with talent no matter where you go. So they bring in great talent here every year. It doesn't really matter where you go. You've got to show up and play football no matter where you are and be better than the guy next to you. So, like I said, there's not a better opportunity than your rookie year to really show people that you can play.
Were you a Rams fan growing up, being from St. Louis?
I was, yeah.
You watched Danny a lot before you came here last year?
I've seen Danny. I met Danny last year at Rams camp, actually, and he's a great guy. Yeah, I think I'll try to get some pointers from.
Cardinals, too?
Cardinals, too. Yeah, I know a lot of those players.
Good man.
You know, I if I'm here long enough, I think I can pick up the Red Sox. Don't worry.
Came in here with a teammate, Elvis Fisher. Is that kind of nice to have at least someone that you knew came out coming in?
Definitely adds to the comfort. We flew down together. We're on the same flight. And it's just whenever you come into a new environment in a city like this where it's kind of crazy, everything's thrown at you at the same time, it's cool to be able to call a guy at the end of the night and talk it out together because we're coming from the same thing, so we're probably going through the same issues.
Is he someone you were friends with at Missouri?
He was captain with me my senior year, so we've been through some stuff.
So I'm guessing that first Super Bowl was kind of tough?
I don't talk about that. We are. Yeah. Believe that.
Okay. From when you got here, whatever it was yesterday, to when you leave rookie camp, what's the goal? I mean, what do the coaches want you to take away from these first couple days?
For me, I just want to show them that I care, that I'm into it more than anybody else here. So, pick up the playbook. They're kind of throwing at you in spurts here, but you pick it up as fast as you can and show them that you care about football more than anything else.
How are you managing the emotions? It's got to be exciting, but also some nerves as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing football for 15 years. It's just at a higher level now, and it's a business. Now you're out of college, so it's time to get a job, and that's kind of what we're doing here. So you give it everything you got, and don't worry about getting nervous or dropping the ball. If you drop the ball, show up and do it again. I mean, bottom line is you got to produce one way or the other.
Were they involved in your pro day at all? I thought I read that somebody from your
They were there. Mm-hmm.
Did that kind of sell you on the organization, just going through that with them? Or?
I don't think this is an organization you need to be sold on. I've been to 5 Super Bowls in the last 12 years.
Do you think you sold them during that?
I hope so. I'm here.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
What do you think it is about your game that appealed to Coach Belichick?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask him. I don't want to speak for anybody else. I just come out and work hard, do the very best I can, and maybe he saw that.
He had a really strong sophomore year with Blaine Gabbert. Then, you know, obviously the numbers kind of trailed off a little bit. Was that a frustrating experience in Missouri, or do you think it kind of helped teach you a little bit?
You know what? And something like that, especially when you get to be older, you're so much worried about what's best for the team. It's not about your stats. I mean, I had stats at a young age, and that was okay. Later on, I could help the team in different facets of the game, and that's what I did. So, you know, I think you guys could look at it and look at how disappointing it would be or all that stuff. I was more worried about getting wins, and we got some of those. We didn't get as many as we liked the last couple of years, but we're definitely, that's what we're worried about. I care less if I was catching the ball 15 times a game or once a game.
You played quarterback in high school. Do you think that's something that helps you as a receiver now, just to kind of understand different patterns, you know, kind of get inside the mind of the quarterback as to what he's thinking on certain routes?
I don't know what the quarterback is thinking. I think my own thoughts. We'll stick with that.
Do you think it helps you read defenses a little easier, though?
It may give me a different perspective than what a normal receiver would, but I don't know what the other receivers are thinking either. So,
have you heard that Tom Brady yet?
I have not spoken to Mr. Brady. I have not, no.
It's Mr. Brady still.
Today it is, yep.
All right. There's a rumor out there that you'd signed with the Jaguars before the other rumor came over that you'd signed with the Patriots. Was there any contact between you and the Jaguars at first?
No, I didn't speak to the Jaguars. Yeah.